And good morning to you, John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. A happy Easter to everyone celebrating out there amongst the listening audience. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Challenging times, obviously. Rocket Mortgage prepared to help. So if you need mortgage assistance, I mean any kind of assistance at all with your mortgage, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. I'd like to give you the heads up, too. You don't have to be a Rocket Mortgage current customer. If you need a little help with your mortgage, you're trying to figure something out, let them have a chance to be able to help you out. Let Rocket Mortgage win your business. So this is year 15. This is Easter 15 that the John Kincaid Show has been national on Sunday mornings. The eighth year now with CBS Sports Radio. 7 years on ESPN Radio. And this is the first time that I have ever worked an Easter Sunday. And I always take off Easter Sunday because I cannot, as a Catholic, I'm a Catholic, I cannot sit through the Easter Vigil on Easter Saturday night. It is, for those of you who do not understand the Catholic faith, it goes like 3 hours. It's like 3 hours, maybe even more. And it's really, really long. I get very confined, very like, just sit, John, just sit and be quiet. My teachers would tell you. So Easter Vigil's out for me. And I always enjoyed the joyous Easter Sunday morning. So I would take off on Sunday morning, and I've never worked on an Easter Sunday before. But we can't go to church today. So we will have the video coverage later, and we'll go home. And my family, we have our own, new tradition that we've been doing, which I'm not going to bore you with if you're not Catholic. But just trying to create some level of normalcy. And that's the reason I'm here with you this morning, to create normalcy. I'm also here to promise you this. This will be a three-hour New York Knicks free zone. There will be no Knicks talk. Now, I've got to tell you, I mean, we're in tough times right now. We're in tough times. But we're in tougher times. The fact that I've heard so much New York Knicks talk, and I realize there are 45 states, maybe more, in this country that say, what the F? We do not care about the Knicks. The Knicks are not a story. They're not a story on national radio. So this is going to be a New York Knicks free zone. I cannot comment on anybody else, but I promise you it'll be a New York Knicks free zone. And I can also promise you that if a player cheated on their wives and that made them a bad guy, infidelity, we would not have professional sports. And you would be a fan of very few people. In fact, you wouldn't probably even go to your Thanksgiving dinner. You wouldn't even show up to an extended family event if cheating on your wife ended up being you're a bad guy. You're going to wear the scarlet letter of being a bad guy. These are crazy times. Let's start out today's show with positivity and some hope, because there is positivity and hope. I joined you when we started the show on March the 29th. And we had the projections of hospitalizations, infections, deaths, otherwise. And it was gloom and doom. It was horrible. It was the New York Times telling us that we could be losing 1 to 1.2 million Americans. It was stories of mass death. Horrible, horrible numbers that nobody could wrap their heads around. And as a country, we have lost 20,000 Americans. And the way I would just look at that is I look at that as a hockey stadium, an NBA stadium. It's a Sixers game. It's a Lakers game. It's a Chicago Bulls game. a stadium full of people succumbed to the coronavirus. 3 weeks ago today, national publications were telling you we would be talking about 1 to 1.2 million Americans dying. Numerous publications were telling you that. We were also told that if we didn't shelter in place, if we didn't shut down the country, if we didn't do all those things, we would lose between 100,000 and 240,000 Americans to death to the coronavirus. Again, I've got positive news for you. By the way, those 100,000 to 240,000 deaths, that was 2 weeks ago when we started the John Kincaid Show. That was 2 weeks ago. And sadly, we've lost 20,580 Americans as of last night at midnight to the coronavirus. We were told the basement of expectation, the absolute basement of expectation, 100,000 to a quarter of a million, almost a quarter of a million Americans. Again, these are positive stories. In fact, every single publication from last Sunday, Sunday, April 5th, it was going to be our worst week of the coronavirus, and it has been the worst week. It's been it's bad. To lose 20,000 Americans is terrible. We were told and projected it was going to be an Armageddon week. And there's positive news. Every single model, every single trend, every single... I started to screenshot. Just took my iPad and screenshotted. And said every single weekend, what were they telling us was going to happen? And what has happened? And you know what's happened? By the way, we were going to lose 100,000 to 240,000 Americans because we were shutting the country down and because we were taking these precautions. The precautions haven't caused those numbers to be lower. They told us there, without doing those things, even doing those things, we were going to lose that many people. Every single projection has been in error. And that's great news. Every single projection, every single trend, every single how many hospital beds would be needed, every single projection has been wrong. And wildly wrong. And that's joyous. That is joyous news. That is reason to celebrate. That is reason for joy on this Easter morning. Whether you celebrate Easter or not, there is reason for great joy. And if you want to go back and read newspapers from 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, 1 week ago, I always reset on the weekends, and right now we got nothing but time. Go back and look at every projection, every model, every single story that we were all fed. And they were all wildly wrong. Wildly. And that is great news. Never have we been so happy to have great news like that. Does it mean we're out of the woods? No. Does it mean it's over? No. Does it mean that miraculously tomorrow everybody else go just go out in the streets and start doing your thing? No. I tend to be a rule follower, tend to be pretty much a rule follower. I've been doing what I've been asked. I've been doing what I've been asked, as have many, many other people. And it has been wildly successful. Wildly successful. And to our healthcare workers, and if you're one of them, and right now you're off, you've got a little bit of time just to catch a breather, and for some reason you've turned on radio.com app to CBS Sports Radio. God, thank you. And thank you to people keeping some semblance of order in our medical community. You people are rock stars. I always knew you were a hell of a lot smarter than me and the likes of me. But you're rock stars. The selflessness, the sacrifice from your family, from seeing your family, from seeing your time. Everybody else is talking about, like, well, I can't see my family today. My mom has always been a part of our Easter celebration. She's not this year. And she's 90. I may not get another one. But you know what? I'm damn lucky that I'm not in an emergency room and having to sleep at a hospital and not seeing my wife and daughter every day. The medical professionals that are sacrificing everything to be there for you. By the way, record numbers of ambulance calls. So the EMTs, the policemen, the firemen, those people that are out there too, potentially exposing themselves to the virus. You people rock. You people are so much more into self-sacrifice, so much more into dedication to your community than I could ever even hope to be. And for the vast majority of my listening audience, same. But there is every reason, and no, they don't want you to know it on network news. That's not the agenda. They don't want you to know it on network news. There is nothing but great news. And if you need to know it yourself, just go and look at the last 3 weeks. Go and look at what they told you was going to happen and what has happened. And damn well, it's great that we've got people who have looked out for us, taken care of us, and sacrificed for us to get these kind of results. But they have spoon-fed you negativity, and we've refused to do it. We've refused to do it on the show. And I told you then, and I'll tell you now, I was confident then, and I was confident now, that what we were being told was never going to come to fruition, because we are too smart, too great, and too many people with sacrifice. And if you don't get it by now, you should. That fear sells. Negativity sells. That's what you have been buying. So they sell it to you every day. They sell it to you. They get a full marketplace of it every day. When in reality, it is a joyous Easter Sunday with positivity abounding. Good news abounding. That is where we will focus today.